Women in the Syrian city of Deraa told Arab League observers Tuesday about an alleged shooting by government security forces. Videos on Syrian opposition websites show citizens complaining about the government crackdown to League observers. Responding to criticism over ongoing violence by Syrian security forces, the Arab League has called a foreign minister's meeting for Saturday to discuss the future of its observer team. Arab League Chief Nabil Al-Arabi told journalists this week that progress has been made, but that violence continues in Syria and must be stopped. Witnesses described people panicking Tuesday afternoon in the city of Hama as Syrian security forces fired at a large crowd of protesters. Opposition sources said at least several people were killed. It was not possible to confirm the casualty figures. Earlier Tuesday, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé criticized the Arab League mission and said the conditions of its deployment should be re-examined.
On est à plus de 5000 morts et la communauté internationale reste inactive, en tout cas au niveau du Conseil de sécurité des Nations Unies, pour les raisons que vous savez.
He said more than 5,000 Syrians have died and that the UN Security Council has been unable to act because several countries are blocking action. He added that France is pleased by the Arab League observer mission, but that the conditions of the mission need to be re-examined. Opposition leaders complain that the Syrian government is flouting the observer mission by hiding tanks behind sandbags, sequestering thousands of prisoners in places off-limits to observers, and using snipers to fire on civilians. Khatar Aboudieb, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, says that despite some accomplishments, the observers have been mostly unable to compel the Syrian government to comply with the Arab League plan to halt violence against civilians. He says the Syrian regime has not respected the Arab plan, which includes not only the deployment of observers, but the withdrawal of the army from cities, an end to killing civilians, and the liberation of all prisoners. Pro-Syrian government television interviewed several people who claim that terrorists continue to attack government troops. The Syrian government said Tuesday that terrorists also blew up a gas pipeline near the northern town of Rastan, forcing further electricity cuts nationwide. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.